Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Ann Swerdfeger is on the line with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Morning, Jamie.
Oh, my gosh, Ann. I know previews are continuing, but it's almost that time for opening night coming up on Monday. But first, let's talk about some of the shows that you have seen. Forgiveness tops the list.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I think that is the first show I saw since last speaking to you. And it is a beauty. It's a wonderful show, and it is about the effects of World War II on two different families who choose to forgive instead of to harbor their anger and upset, which they rightly earned because of the their treatment during the Second World War. It is a beautiful show. It is about the treatment of the Japanese in Canada during the internment period, and also about the treatment of Canadian prisoners of war in Japan. Quite an eye-opening play, but also very moving. And also, you know, moments of laughter as well amongst the pain. And it's one of those, to me, just an absolutely perfect show. So I really hope people will get out to see that, learn a little bit more about Canada, but also have a really excellent experience in the theater.
Again, it just shows you the incredible variety with the season with the Stratford Festival. Now, one show we haven't had a chance to spotlight, there's so many great shows, Sense and Sensibility, and you've had a chance to see that one.
I did. Sense and Sensibility had its first and second dress rehearsal, and it is, or no, first dress rehearsal. Tomorrow is its second dress rehearsal, so it is getting ready to hit the stage in a week or so. How exciting is that? This is the 250th anniversary of the birth of Jane Austen, and there are festivities going on around the world to honor her, and this is our tribute to that wonderful author, in a really fantastic adaptation of her novel Sense and Sensibility. It's about the Dashwood sisters. There are three of them. The play focuses on two of them more than the other because those two happen to be of marriageable age, which, as we all know, was a big thing in Jane Austen novels. Their father dies suddenly, and a half-brother decides not to include them in the will the way the father had hoped, and so they're sort of cast out with their mother and younger sister into the world to find a way to marry someone with enough money to keep them and their sister and mother. So it's a typical, wonderful Jane Austen story, but told in a beautiful and imaginative way. Costumes by Dan Osborne are absolutely sensational, directed by Daryl Cloran, and it stars the wonderful talents of Olivia Sinclair Brisbane and Jessica B. Hill. It is a fabulous show. I highly urge you to see it.
Oh my goodness, so much to look forward to. Again, with Jane Austen fans for sure are going to want to check out Sense and Sensibility. And Anne, I've been running into so many people. Of course, the previews continue with so many great shows, but how many people I've been running into loving and just taken back with Macbeth?
Oh, I know Robert Lepage is here. He's directed the show. He set it in the biker wars in the 80s and 90s, so there's a lot of leather. And it is a fascinating portrayal. Absolutely stunning, stunning cast. Tom McCamus, Lucy Peacock, Tom Rooney, Graham Abbey, Andre Sills. I'm sure I'm leaving out one massive star or a dozen massive stars. It is a stacked cast and a really fabulous interpretation. A huge set, lots of moving parts. People who will remember Coriolanus will have an idea of what's in store in terms of how Lepage builds a concept for viewing. In a sense, it's very cinematic, but it is absolutely 100% theatrical. Very, very interesting. And it, of course, shares a cast with The Winter's Tale, which Anthony Cimolino is directing. And, oh my goodness, do not miss this play. Of course, Anthony is retiring after next season. So this is one of the last opportunities people will have to see his work while he's artistic director. And it is an absolute treasure of a show.
Oh my goodness.
Beautiful, beautiful Shakespeare story with, part fantasy, always, of course, as Shakespeare is about relationships. So it's about one man who decides that, similar to Othello, that his wife has been unfaithful. But, of course, a very different turn of events than in Othello. You end up in, having gone through a sort of a dark, not scary, but a dark first part. You go into a second part that is full of light and love and happiness. It's really, truly a beautiful, beautiful play.
And as you mentioned, wow, an all-star cast for that one. So that's a Macbeth. We're looking forward to that. And Macbeth and A Winter's Tale. And speaking of which, sticking with Shakespeare, opening night is coming up on Monday.
It is, and we'll all get a chance together to see As You Like It, which, again, another beautiful Shakespeare. This one directed by Chris Abraham, starring Sarah Farb, Christopher Allen. Fabulous show set in a sort of, to me it feels like a no time. The costumes are fantastic. It's supposed to be slightly in the future, but the costumes are more interesting. That they're, you know, they're not just suits and dresses. They're fabulous. It's designed by Julie Fox. So people who want a period experience, well, this isn't set in a Shakespearean period. It's very designed, highly designed, so people are going to love it. And it's beautifully told, beautifully performed. So we're all going to have a great time on Monday at opening night. And that's after we've had all the fun of the red carpet.
Yeah, exactly. Remind us about all the pomp and circumstances, not just opening night for the show, it's opening night for the Stratford Festival, a long tradition in the Stratford.
It is such a fun night. The show starts at 7:30, so things start getting underway around 6:30, I would say maybe a little bit earlier, but around 6:30 when the pipes and drums band parades into the festival, and they do a great concert for us. And we have, usually CTV is here live doing interviews on the red carpet. We have lots of people dressed up in their finery. It's a really fun night to come out and watch. And, you know, since back in the old days in the 1950s, we have lots of locals who turn up and bring a lawn chair and watch people parade or drive or march or walk or whatever in to see this great performance.
And I'm crossing my fingers and toes, but, you know, we've had a rainy week, but somehow it always seems just about perfect for opening night in terms of the weather for Stratford Festival.
You can hear that, Jamie, but not on wood, because we really do depend on a lovely sunshiny or at least not rainy day for that that event. I don't know where we could find enough umbrellas to keep all those beautiful dresses and tuxedos dry if it were raining.
And again, it's opening night this coming Monday, but then it's opening nights all next week.
All week long.
Wow.
We have so many shows opening. As You Like It, Annie, Macbeth, Winter's Tale, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Anne of Green Gables, and I think I'm forgetting one.
Oh, there's so many great shows. So you can get your tickets, get the details at stratfordfestival.ca. And I know you're so looking forward to next week. It's always a big week.
It's a great week, too. So much fun to see all the work that we've done over these past several months come to fruition in those beautiful opening nights.
Anne Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Anne, thank you so much, and have a great opening week.
Thank you so much, Jamie. I hope to see you at some of the shows.